Got one last fabulous interview. Who have we got in, Neil?
We've got Deborah Staley, who's here to talk about night art. Now, Deborah's the creative director of night art. So welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here to chat.
We love to talk about art in general. So let's have it. Now, what we're interested in, Deborah, is just a little bit about yourself. Not just yourself, but more your involvement in art and how you got involved in the night art, how did you become a creative director? Just tell us how it all started for you.
Well, the involvement comes from just being an art lover and an art enthusiast. Yeah. And in 2013, with some partners, co-creators, Andrew Ashton, Andrea Nixon, there was just very much a sense of conversation of that Melbourne was ready for something new around opportunities to engage and connect with art and artists in our city. And there was
as just an art lover, that's a bold, step for you to then get, be the main person behind it all. That's a gutsy thing to do.
It was a bit.
Any regrets or are you absolutely loving it?
It's been super, super exciting. Absolutely exciting. But I think, yes, it was a very kind of bold move from all of us. But it was just very interesting at the time because through conversations with people, there was just so much energy around the idea and interest that there was something about art at night in our city that captured people's imagination.
Yep.
And I think it's through that sort of energy that gave kind of the impetus. And this is our fourth iteration of it, so it's success.
So now you said 4 years. Now, you from an art enthusiast, has that changed at all? I mean, now have you got more energy over the 4 years? Or now that you're getting into it a little bit more, has that sort of changed your enthusiasm for art?
Yeah. No. I mean, if anything, it's much deeper, although, lots more work. in 2013, when we launched, it was a very simple concept. 21 galleries opened up their doors simultaneously. Hadn't happened before in Melbourne.
Yeah. How hard was that to get everyone to do it on this one night? Because a lot of gallery owners saying, no, we only open between certain hours.
Yes. Well, look, we were lucky. People, as I said, people were really kind of captured by the idea and the imagination around it. So they were willing. And it was a test of an idea. We weren't quite in the middle of winter. Mm-hmm. Were people going to come out in the cold? And they did. And there were just some really, really interesting sort of takeouts from 2013 where in the Nicholas building, where there are some exciting galleries, we took over a storeroom and asked an artist if they were interested to create an installation in the space. And young artist Bridget Mack did. Bridget had engaged, she had 450 people come through and look at her work. So from the 21 galleries opening up their doors, we saw that for night art there was the opportunity to not only have we could turn the gallery space inside out and look at being able to curate sort of spaces across the city.
Well, we asked our previous guests from Winter Wild and the Apollo Bay Writers Festival about audience behaviour and what they're willing to do in a modern setting now. Do you think it is just really good timing for, people that want to come out in winter, as you said, want to come out at night and just experience really great art?
Oh, absolutely. The feedback that we get from our audience is that people are really looking for that flexibility now as to how and when and why they will engage in art. It can't just be in a more conventional setting. They're looking to experience art in these sort of new situations and contexts.
I love the fact that how much it has grown, that you're pulling people from all over around the world now.
Yes.
Can you give us an idea of some of the people that are coming?
Yeah, well, we're really excited about this year because Night Art launches its international program with the fantastic support of the Goethe Institute. We're welcoming Fabian Necht, a young German Berlin-based artist, and unfortunately, he couldn't be with us today. He's coming to Melbourne via Northern Territory.
Right.
So he arrives and driving. So
oh, wow.
So he's covering a few kilometres. But, no, Fabian has been in the Northern Territory at a remote conservation reserve, actually producing a work that he will be sharing with us during Night Art at a lecture performance at the Forum Theatre, Art West Building, on Thursday night.
Right.
Now, that's only one venue that is being used. Tell us a little bit about all the various locations that are being utilised around Melbourne.
Okay. Well, up at the mainly two precincts, University of Melbourne. So certainly there's the Arts West building, and there's a number of installations and exhibitions happening in that space, where artists and curators have had the opportunity to respond to these amazing cultural collections that the university holds and is world-renowned for. And the sort of the creative challenge is actually being able to respond to those collections with a contemporary focus, taking them outside of just a research or academic focus. The Granger Museum, there's a collaboration with Liquid Architecture, so there's a series of sound and musical performances. There's Illuminations, the Blood installation, presented by the Science Gallery. That's Jordan Eagles, a New York
Now we spoke to them the other week.
Yes.
On the show. Yep.
Yes. And then across the central city, as I mentioned earlier, there's Nicholas Building. So there's a number of galleries there. Flinders Lane, we call that really the spine of the night.
Mm, yeah.
Because you just start up one end and make your way down to the other, where there's a number of really exciting sort of exhibitions,
which is wonderful as well, because Flinders Lane is a piece of art in itself. You know, it's connected
yes.
to Hosier Lane, and
yes.
there's plenty of either street art or just yes. the architecture itself is so
yes.
beautiful.
Yes, yes. And during the night, there's just the opportunity to disappear down laneways, meet a street artist, go up rickety stairs and find a really cool space showing interesting work. You can disappear through doorways, up elevators, to spaces that a lot of people don't know exist.
Yeah, and that's the wonderful thing about this city, isn't it, is the laneways. So how do you find out about it? You know, like you must have maps, or, you know, go onto the website and download maps.
Yes. Well, we've just launched a new website, so encourage everybody to get in, where we've actually put the artist, what's happening on the night, and locations central to the website experience. So it's really kind of a web app, so people will be able to, through their phone,
yep.
be able to navigate their way around. Also, do look out for our enthusiastic volunteers. They'll be stationed across the city, and they will have a map, because, interestingly, people just love a map.
Yeah, yeah. And how will you be able to recognise them?
They're going to have a really cool bag that
right.
will stand out.
And we probably should be clear, it's Night spelt how?
N-I-T-E and then art. And so the website address is nightart, nightart.com.au.
Right. It's just a fantastic event, and it's a Thursday night.
It is.
And it starts at 6 o'clock at night and then runs till late.
It runs till late. So it will finish probably about midnight, where we have our late night hub. So there'll be the opportunity to go up there and see some at the Loop Bar. So to see
Where's that?
In Myers Lane,
right.
You'll be able to see some really interesting video installation work, but also a collaboration with Stoneclap. So there'll be an opportunity to actually interact live with an Australian sound artist who is currently based in Berlin.
Right. Oh, okay. Brilliant.
And is that through the, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, but through the German organisation as well?
The Goethe Institute? No, that's an independent project that we've managed to get off the ground.
Right, just right. another slice of Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. So there right. is there is a Berlin theme running through the night, because there is, in fact, these incredible synergies between the two cities. And night art is really wanting to highlight that yep. the art and artists is really the lifeblood of our city.
Yep, and it is in Berlin, and it always has been, yes. and we're developing it here now, aren't
exactly.
we? Exactly. Well, look, I've got to thank you for putting on this wonderful night, and the fact is that you've done it as a lover of art, I feel so bad now that I'm not doing something contributing to our wonderful community here. And that's the wonderful thing about this city, isn't it? There is, you know, like so much happening, and there are so many galleries in the city as well, and spaces to use.
And artists just doing amazing work. Yep. I mean, our city really is this kind of living creative art laboratory,
yep.
producing and, amazing work.
And the thing is, you know, like it's behind a lot of closed doors. There are, as you said, up exactly. Rickety staircases,
yes.
which, you know, like this is one way to discover it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, we're going to actually be talking a little bit more with Deborah Staley, Sunday Arts Magazine. Neil, you were going to ask Deborah something before the break.
Yes, I was, Deborah. Now, you mentioned before about how you're an art enthusiast. Mm. But, you know, going from art enthusiast to creative director, obviously, there's a bit of a leap, like we said, you know, a bit of a leap of faith. But there's other, obviously, involvement by other people that got you to where you are now. So how did that happen? Is it being an enthusiast, you got together with a lot of other enthusiasts, or you
know. Yes, exactly. Well, really, the team that has co-created and presents and delivers night art, I mean, there's just a whole range of specialist skills that come into play across kind of creative design, brand communications. But what unifies us all is that we're art lovers. Mm. And so there's been the power of that, but also night art has been able to happen because of just extraordinary relationships and partnerships and the collaborations that I've been able to, or we've all really been able to develop to grow kind of night art and to take it to the next step. And certainly thank the City of Melbourne, who have been at the table right from our very beginning, supporting us, more than just financial, though, really behind the idea and the concept of night art as how it wants to see the city as this culturally vibrant, late night, 24-hour experience. And, of course, the City of Melbourne, too.
The
University of Melbourne as well, who have been very generous, too, in the support in enabling us to work with these sort of fantastic collections.
Now, Neil quizzed you before about your sort of personal perspective of, you know, your appreciation for art during the last 4 years. But in terms of the actual festival itself, how has it evolved during that time?
Well, I think from, as I mentioned earlier, just with 21 galleries sort of opening up their doors, now there's such a much more extensive program where we have our own sort of curatorial projects through our partnership with Open House Melbourne. We've been able to explore kind of interesting architectural sites where curators and artists have been able to go in and respond. This year on our program, we've got a fantastic installation happening in Alpha 60. In Chapter House in Flinders Lane, curated by Nikki Lamb, and of course with the international program.
Sounds fantastic. So what's that website again?
nightart.com.au, and the spelling is NITEART.
Right, brilliant. Thank you. And once again, thank you for making Melbourne even that little bit more special.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're on Joy 94.9. Thank you so much, Deborah Staley, from Night Art, July 27 from 6 p.m. all around Melbourne. Check out the website. You're on Joy 94.9.